Good afternoon. It is 2:07 p.m. We are here today, January 20, 2017, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatner, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 16-015, Transdome Management versus the Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Delia Wolf and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Jarrett Hernandez. Will appellant Transdome please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
I represent the Transdome Management. My name is John Pearson.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GPA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Graham Botha, General Counsel, and Don Farah on behalf of procurement.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good afternoon, Mr. Pearson, Mr. Botha, and I'm sorry, who else is present?
Don Farah from
Donna Farah
from GPA procurement.
Okay. And we're here for the pre-hearing conference. A hearing was requested by GPA. And we are in receipt of Mr. Botha. You had submitted a memorandum stating the dates that you will be off island. And so trying to work around those dates. And Mr. Pearson, of course, in setting these dates, we would also need to know your availability as well. Okay. So we're looking to schedule the deadline to file motions in this matter, whatever motions they may be, for this Friday, January 20. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
No objection from anyone? Okay. So that would be the deadline to file motions this Friday, January 20. And 1 week later will be the deadline to file oppositions to the motions. That would be January 27. Replies, if any, will be due the following week, February 3. These are all Fridays. And February 3 will also be the deadline to submit formal hearing briefs stating the parties' respective positions supported by applicable authority, a statement of stipulated facts, if any, witness lists, exhibit lists, and pre-marked hearing exhibits. And the hearing in this matter will be set for February 10. That's also a Friday at 9 a.m. Are there any concerns or issues that either party would like to raise? Nothing?
Yeah, schedule-wise, if some reason that I have to travel, I would like to hire my representative to be involved in the schedule, to meet the schedule hearing, and all other schedule like January 27th and February 3rd, I'm very vague. As for now, I don't see the clarification that I would be able to attend that.
You don't believe that you'll be here for February 10? You won't be on island?
You don't need to attend those. You just need to file the papers.
Okay.
Okay. The only thing that you have to be physically present for is
February,
on February 10.
February 10.
Yeah.
If there's any change on that schedule, can I be request for the revise on the schedule of hearing? Or
what you can do is you can file a
motion?
To continue or to reschedule the hearing date.
Okay.
Let me just say, the reason we're trying to do February 10th is because Mr. Botha is going to be gone the following week, and I'm going to be gone the following 2 weeks. So if we don't have the meeting on the 10th, the next earliest we could have this would be on the...
February 20th?
Well,
perhaps.
Perhaps February 20th, okay, because I'm not sure if I'm leaving on the 20th or the 21st. February 20th could be, but I don't want to confirm that. Otherwise, it'll have to be until March 10th. March 9th or 10th. So if we don't have it on February 10th, we're looking at another delay of because of everybody's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, so the sooner, Mr. Pearson, you can let us know if that date is okay. Is that date, first of all, okay for GPA?
It is, yes,
okay.
Yes.
So it's, since you are the appellant, you need to let us know as soon as possible if you're going to be here on the 10th. And then maybe later on we'll find out. I will know in another week or two whether or not I will still be here on the 20th. Because most likely I'm leaving on the 21st.
Okay, so I guess unless we hear from Mr. Pearson, the hearing will be set for the February 10th. And then...
Yes.
I mean, that's really the only one that any party needs to be present. I mean...
Yes. Yeah. For the filings, Mr. Pearson, because I know you're representing yourself, it's just a matter of like what you did is file your papers with
right.
OPA.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what you would do if you needed to be rescheduled or if you wanted to be rescheduled, you just file the document again with the Office of Public Accountability, asking it to reschedule it and the reasons that you need it to be rescheduled and when you would like it to be rescheduled for.
Okay.
But... the earliest next date would be potentially February 20, which
right.
may or may not go forward, or looking at March 9 or 10.
Okay. I understand.
Any other questions from any party?
No? I think we did serve Mr. Pearson personally with a copy of the record. I mean, I believe everything's done with regard to that.
And I think we have everything also.
And
yeah.
The other bidder, 4J?
Yes.
Or they've been notified as well.
Have they?
I believe so. I believe there was a stay put on it once Mr. Pearson filed
So the stay has been
yes.
is in effect. Okay,
yes.
good. And they might want to file as an interested party.
We'll issue the scheduling order, and
okay,
it usually
we'll certainly send it to them if they wish. Sometimes they want to be a party, other times
yes, it's their choice.
They just. Do anything.
Yeah.
But you're right, other times our vendors are quite interested. You know,
yes.
So.
Yes.
And again,
but we'll certainly give that to them in case they wish an opportunity to come in.
Yeah, the scheduling order will be issued and GPA will be required to serve it to the other bidders or prospective bidders.
There's only, to my knowledge, there's only one.
One.
Yes.
I mean, Mr. Pearson, and then he's complaining about the 4J.
Yes.
Because
those were the only two bidders,
right?
Right. Because
right.
on the first go around, he was the only one.
That's correct. So
yeah.
there's no one else to our knowledge. I mean,
okay.
if there are,
okay.
they.
And of course, all of that gets posted on our website, too.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Time is 2:15 p.m. This concludes the pre-hearing.